For more about 702, go to 702.co.za.
What is this sound? What happened before?
Oh, wow.
Not that hard, actually. The clip is of Will Smith slapping Chris Rock at last year's Oscars. Well done, George and Max. And let's bring in Tinus Ferreira, independent TV and film critic. Do you think there's going to be that much drama this week? Coming days?
I think that's what everyone might tune in for. The host, Jimmy Kimmel, is back for his third time as the host. And when they unrolled the carpet for the media 2 days ago, it's not going to be red this year. He actually made a joke and said there's not the Oscars are going to try and not have any blood on the carpet this year and not have any fighting. So it's going to be interesting. And the carpet is changing also color. It's not going to be a red carpet this year. It's going to be kind of like beach sand in typical Hollywood fashion. The organizers are calling it champagne color. So hopefully less fighting this year.
Well, hopefully, and obviously this is taking place tomorrow morning, so all will be revealed. But I gather that security has been beefed up, and they're linking it to this incident. I mean, that's just a little crazy, isn't it?
You're so right. So you would have thought that they actually would have had something like this in the past, but for the first time ever, they've also put together sort of like South Africa with ESCOM and whatever, yet another committee, which they call a crisis team. I don't quite know how a crisis team is going to intervene. If something happens on stage in years prior, they've had the streaker, they've had some incidents. But the Academy CEO, Bill Kramer, did say that they hope they will now, from now on, be prepared for anything. And that he also mentioned, as you rightly said, that because of last year, they've opened their minds, was his word, to the many things that can happen at the Oscars. So they've got this crisis team. Quite interesting, just like us in South Africa, we have stage load shedding now. A few hours ago, we really have to feel sorry for the Americans. They actually had a power blackout in that Hollywood and Highland suburb. Oof. Where the Dolby Theatre is during their rehearsal. So they probably now realise they might have to get in a generator or two as well.
The difference is they would have been outraged there and caused a stink and actually got it to work. They would have said, this is unacceptable. This is a big thing. All eyes on the world. Let's do something about it. Hint, hint. Absolutely. Let's getting some tips here. Okay, so there are 23 categories. Talk us through what we should be looking out for.
Okay, so what's interesting is the viewership sort of dips, which is kind of logical if you think about it, if it's movies nominated that's not been big blockbusters. And also the trend over the past few years, the streamers have gobbled up in television, but also in film, more of the nominees. So we saw sort of this trend towards more Netflix type films, and it bounced back last year. So it's actually films that people did go to the cinema to go and watch, these kind of what we would call popcorn hits. So maybe more people are going to also be interested in actually watching the ceremony, because we've got kind of, I would feel like, a much better mix. We've got sort of these Steven Spielberg films. We've got Avatar Way of the Water from James Cameron. We've got Top Gun Maverick with Tom Cruise, and then we also got a sprinkling of these sort of quirky or more satire things like Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. So it's kind of like a nice mix, and it's going to be interesting to see whether Hollywood rewards, the members reward sort of these more blockbuster type films, or whether they go for the more prestige type sad stories.
Because there seems to be a trend every year, isn't it? I mean, this year we go sad stories, or as you say, you know, let's do the blockbuster. I mean, talking of blockbusters, I saw Top Gun, and, you know, visually incredible, but goodness me, cliche after cliche after cliche. I mean, they should win just for that. I don't even know how they managed to pull that off.
I feel as the world gets more sadder and they have those studies about the hemlines, the larger the economic pressure is on people, the longer the hemlines, and the more prosperous, the shorter. So I feel almost like the more we deal with the war in the Ukraine or whatever, the more people have this longing for escapism. So you go and watch this Avatar and Top Gun thing. Tom Cruise got snubbed for the film, but Top Gun did get a few. It is in the running for Best Picture and a few of the other awards. So it's going to be interesting whether it veers more towards that side or whether the prizes veer more to the kind of like the deep thinking kind of films. Also in the running is a film that actually won in 1930. It's a remake from Netflix that was based on a book, All Quiet on the Western Front, World War One drama. So we have that whole spectrum, and it's going to be interesting to see where the prizes lean towards.
And obviously, the big ones, Best Actor, Best Actress, what are we looking at?
Oh, very difficult, and I think that's also maybe why the viewership might tick up this year, because it isn't that sort of clear-cut frontline winner. We've got Austin Butler for Elvis, which a lot of people also went to go and see as Elvis Presley, autobiographical film, which is very good. Colin Farrell for a wonderful sort of quirky Irish film about friendship, The Banshees of Inisherin. And then in Best Actress, we've got people like Kate Blanchett as an orchestra conductor. It's sort of a story about sexual harassment, but this time it's a woman doing it. And then we've got Michelle Yeoh, who I think is going to win for Everything Everywhere All at Once. And then another Michelle Williams, for that Steven Spielberg movie about his teenage years, The Fablemans.
Mm. So, yeah, that's going to be a tough one. What do you think? Who's your money on?
There's 11 nominations for that film that sort of defies description, kind of satire, kind of surreal, Everything Everywhere All at Once. So it might be the Everything Everywhere All at Oscars this year for that film.
Okay. And for those who've got the smaller roles, the supporting roles, who stood out for you?
Quite interesting, once again, Everything Everywhere All at Once. Ke-Hu Kwan, who people who's my age and older might remember him from, he was the little boy in Indiana Jones in the Temple of Doom and the Goonies. He retired and went into other things, and then he came back, and now he's like a star again. I think he might win for Best Supporting Actor. And then for Best Supporting Actress, we've got Angela Bassett for Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, which is interesting, the first female nomination for a Marvel film. And then Jamie Lee Curtis. So I think it might be maybe Angela, because she also won the Golden Globe.
Mm. So I had the privilege of meeting the producer of the Buena Vista Social Club, Spanish lady called Rosa, and the talk amongst her peers, she was telling me, was that the Academy is on its way out, that it doesn't have as much clout as it used to have, that sponsors are not as keen as they used to be. Why would that be the case? Is that true?
I think social media has such a big role to play, and it's not really just the Oscars. It's sort of the whole idea of these televised award ceremonies, because we kind of see the winners immediately in two little TikToks and on Twitter, and then people don't want to sort of tune in and go and sit for a $2 ceremony to watch the MTV Awards or the Oscars or whatever. So they are promising, once again, some surprises and interesting things. Rihanna's going to perform and things like that. So they are working very hard at all of these ceremonies to try and make it more entertaining for the viewers, so that you actually feel you're not just sitting through a school prize-giving ceremony, but you're actually sitting
waiting for your kid to get the prize.
Yes,
and nobody's really interested in the and speeches either, are they? I mean, it's a long list of thank yous, which, you know, in this clickbait era is a little boring.
And then think of South Africa, we still add ministers who also do the speeches. So at least in the Hollywood versions, you start to see winners immediately, where we have to wait. I actually use a timer. We wait until like about 23 minutes before we see the first award in South Africa. So while they are sort of working in terms of how they can improve the production values, definitely what South Africa can take away is drop all of these unnecessary stuff and start handing out the awards for our things like the FAFTAs as well much quicker.
Yes, maybe they could get a tip or two. So are there good parties happening over the Oscars? Where and how should we be watching this?
You'll see those on YouTube. You'll see those in the glossy magazines. But once again, Vogue and HBO and all of those places will have their after parties if they don't have more electricity blackouts in and around Hollywood. People are still a little bit scared to like go out and shake their hands and do the fake hugs, kisses. But we will see a few of those parties. Of course, the one number one uninvited person will be Will Smith, who's been banned for 10 years.
Yes, he won't be there. I wonder if he'll be watching. Probably. Plotting his return. Dennis Ferreira, very good to talk to you. I hope you enjoy the watch and we can chat about this possibly next weekend and find out how spot on you were.
Have a great day, Dave.